أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم. The beginning ayats of the Sufara, Allah explained one false, one wrong accusation the Bani Israel, Ahle Kitab made against Islam and against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that was that camel meat and camel milk was haram for them. How come Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasallam, in his Shariat it is halal? That whole explanation was given, and it was proven that it is no way even written in their kitabs that camel meat and camel milk was haram on them. They were proved to be completely false and wrong. Another accusation they made, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said he's following Millat Ibrahim, the teachings and the manhaj and the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, then why doesn't he face Baytul Muqaddas? That Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was born in Iraq and he migrated to Sham, finally to the land of Baytul Muqaddas, and he passed away and he was buried there. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam should make his namaz in the direction of Baytul Muqaddas, not Kaaba Sharif. And that Baytul Muqaddas, they claimed, is more superior than Kaaba Sharif also. So that answer Allah gives in this ayat. Allah says that the Kaaba Sharif, inna awwal baytu wudi'a linnas, beshak sabse pehla ghar jo muqarrar hua logo ke waste, the very first house that was made for mankind. This refers to whether it was any house, any building, that the first building was the Kaaba Sharif, or the first place of worship was the Kaaba Sharif. And the foundations were laid by the Malaika. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was the first to build the Kaaba Sharif. So the Kaaba Sharif is much more honorable than Baytul Muqaddas also, which came long, long after that in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And the other is that the Kaaba Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has made it solely for His worship. So the barakat and the goodness that they eat in the Kaaba Sharif, and for any person anywhere in the world, when he faces the Kaaba Sharif, he gets the barakat of it also. Ulama have written, when a person faces the Kaaba and he respects the Kaaba, where he has to face the Kaaba, like in namaz, etc., and where he must not face the Kaaba, like when we lying down, whether sleeping or anything, our legs must not face the Qibla, the Kaaba. Same way, when we in the toilet, neither must our back face Qibla, neither must we face towards Qibla. A person who keeps all these respects in place, he will get the barakat of five great Anbiya. Firstly, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the first to build the Kaaba Sharif. Secondly, after the floods came in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, and Kaaba Sharif also got destroyed in those floods, Nuh alayhi salam rebuilt it again. And then after that, Ibrahim alayhi salam and with his son Ismail alayhi salam, they rebuilt the Kaaba again. And then in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quraysh rebuilt the Kaaba, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also took part. So these five Anbiya, barakat a person will get if we will respect the Kaaba Sharif and we follow the rules which are laid out with regard to Kaaba Sharif. So Allah says, this is that great house, Lalladhi bi Makkah, yahi hai jo Makkah mein hai, and this is the very same house, the very same building which is in Makkah. Makkah is either another name for Makkah or the Haram itself, that is called Makkah, and around it the city is called Makkah. So Allah says that this is that place that we have made so honorable, far more greater than Baytul Muqaddas also. A place where a person makes one namaz and he gets a sawab of 100,000 namazes. So great are the rewards here, and many other great merits have been mentioned about Kaaba Sharif. Here Allah says two of them, Mubarakan, Barkat Wala. It is a place full of barakah, wa hudan or hidayat, and it is a place of hidayat. That is a place, really, if a person goes and spends not 10 days in Umrah or something, even one day, even one hour, but with the correct preparation and his inside is clean properly, you will get all that barakah also, and you will get all that hidayat also, which is kept intact there. Every Nabi came and he made tawaf, and all the barakat, the anwarat, are protected and are kept in the Haram Sharif, are kept in the Mataf. And any person who puts his first leg in the Haram Sharif, he just enters the door, he will get all that, but on condition that his heart is open. If his heart is closed, then he won't get that. Like, for example, a person goes to the Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls, those with the waterfalls at such a force that far away the splashes of water will make a person wet. Usually they hire out raincoats to cover yourself so that your clothes don't get wet. Allah's rahmat is coming much more in greater torrents at the Kaaba Sharif, at Rozah Mubarak. But there we don't have to wear raincoats to cover ourselves. We need to take off our raincoats of guna. We take them off, and then the splashes, the amount of Allah's rahmat will come, then it will reach us. But if our raincoats of guna, we are still wearing them, all that water comes, all that water falls, but we won't get anything of it. It is like a person who keeps a glass or a cup upside down under Niagara Falls or under Victoria Falls, not a drop of water will come in that cup or glass. But if he keeps it the right way up under a tap which is leaking and one drop falls in an hour, eventually his cup will also get full. So also at Kaaba Sharif, if our hearts are turned the right way up and we remove our raincoats of guna, even if we are just a minute there, we will get all that barakah. But unfortunately, we don't go in that way. We spend 10 days, we spend a month, we spend whole Ramzan, and we come back empty as we went. In many cases, unfortunately, we come back worse than what we went also. What we come back with is complaints about the place, etc. All the different types of complaints, etc. So this is the place of that great barakat, lil alameen, jahan ki logo ko. And it is, Allah has made it for the people of the world. For all the people, Allah has kept it open. Anyone can come with the condition you accept Islam. And then you are welcome to come to the Kaaba Sharif, whether you are poor or rich, whether you learn it or not learn it, whether you are black or white, man or woman, or grown up people or children, whoever will come, they will get all this barakat. Allah has kept it. And that is exclusive for Kaaba Sharif. You won't find it at Baitul Muqaddas. Baitul Muqaddas has got great virtues also, but it cannot measure with that which is at Kaaba Sharif. So that Allah has chosen the most honorable place as the direction of namaz for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his ummah. So Allah Ta'ala has given great, great barakat in these places. And then Allah explains further what great barakat Allah has kept in these places. May Allah let us appreciate these places, and when we Allah takes us for Hajj and Umrah, that we go properly prepared. Not only we, for us today the most is that booking of hotels and booking of tickets, etc., but preparing the masala that we don't even look at, that what are the masala. And more than the masala, the spirituality of Hajj and Umrah, the history of it we don't also. That will also make a great difference if we know the history when we go. And the spirituality, we prepare ourselves, then we'll get the barakat. And then we'll see a person who comes back from Hajj and Umrah. It won't be he came back yesterday, today he's getting on with his business and day-to-day routine and work as normal. You'll see he's a complete changed person. He will come back as an angel from that place. But today we come back as we went, swearing and shouting. We come back also swearing and shouting. A man without a beard went, he comes back without a beard. A woman not in parda comes back in the same condition, and sometimes even worse. So Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate these places, prepare for them, and then we go and get the barakat of these places. May Allah give us all tawfiq.